Phone Boy Speaks, episode 447. Fax more secure than email?
I had to deal with an insurance company today. I had to get some documentation from them about a particular issue, and I had to send them some information back. And so, I won't get into the particulars of the issue. It's not really that germane, but I had to fax them information because, well, they considered email insecure. And I mean, I asked them. I said, well, you know, this is, you know, of course, I'm asking the poor insurance rep, not the information security officer who might be able to explain this to me better. But I said, well, why can't you email me the information? I don't mind faxing you the information. That was a problem because I don't have a hard landline anymore. I haven't had one for a couple of years now, and so faxing was kind of out of the question. I had to come up with another solution. There's internet solutions for that, and so I solved that problem. But the question of, well, why do you have to fax it back to me? Well, because we're not allowed to send, email is unencrypted and we can't send it. I said, well, fax machines aren't encrypted either, and phone lines are just as susceptible to being snarfed in transit or whatever. And so I don't quite understand that. I guess, you know, the phone network is, you know, somehow more secure than internet email. It's vaguely maybe, but on the face of it, it just sounds like a bunch of malarkey, and it doesn't make it. It sounds like a bunch of systems that just aren't kept up to date or whatever. And, you know, when you make information security policies, they have to make sense. And to anybody who has any concept of how telephone networks work and email works, they're not that different from each other. But, you know, email is a store and forward system, and the telephone system is more of a direct connect, but both can easily be snarfed or the data could be seen in transit. So I think with email, maybe there's because it's store and forward, it may hang out on a system a bit longer. But, you know, this data in question was not particularly sensitive. At least I didn't think so. But I guess maybe they have there's privacy laws or whatever. But I still just, you know, on the face of it, I just look at that and I go, well, yeah, somebody could get it either way. It's, I guess, because, you know, phone connections are more direct and, they're ephemeral, right? Once the data is transferred, it's gone. Whereas maybe it hangs out a little bit longer on an email server. It's still, you know, the data is still unencrypted. So, I guess using fax is a way to mitigate that risk, but it's still doesn't completely eliminate the risk. So, I'd almost say this isn't like, I don't know. It just seemed the whole thing just seemed really silly to me. But it's one of those things that, you run across in information security all the time is policies that on the face of it, you just kind of look at it and go, well, that doesn't make any sense. They may have had some reason for it at the time, but unfortunately these kinds of things are how, if you don't analyze those policies on a regular basis, it's going to be how data, gets out. There's always going to be some way out. And obviously you have to deal with people remotely at times. And so there's going to be some way to get data to people, but I don't know. Anyway, I find the whole thing just kind of silly. And, unfortunately this isn't the first time I've run into this and probably won't be the last, but, faxing is, I don't think it's any more secure than email. That's just my opinion.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.